CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to fascinating personalities who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here's Steve Klein.
An unknown author said, "It's not the conditions that get the results, it's the system." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two playmakers who have innovative systems. Our first playmaker has developed a private plane experience for the cost of flying frequent commercial, while our next playmaker is an attorney who is revolutionizing the way real estate transactions are conducted. With us today is a CEO who has started an airline that saves up to 3 hours in travel time for each round trip, while our next CEO connects consumers, realtors, and escrow agents by providing simple technology to create secure solutions. These great playmakers are Nick Kennedy. Nick is CEO of Rise. And Ashley Cook. Ashley is CEO of Zocum. And we'll begin today's show with Ashley. Born and raised in Dallas, Ashley Cook attended Southern Methodist University, where she received both her BA and Juris Doctor degrees. After law school, Ashley built her law practice by focusing on the needs of title insurance companies and real estate agents and brokers. In 2014, Ashley founded Zocum, which connects consumers, real estate agents, and title companies by providing simple technology to create secure solutions. Zocum is an easy-to-use smartphone app used by real estate agents to send earnest money to the escrow agent or title company. Zocum decreases liability associated with manual deposits, enables faster sales cycles, increases transparency in real estate transaction, and provides cost savings. A lot of things to talk about. Ashley, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
This is an interesting concept. I knew nothing about it before I found out about you. So tell us how Zocum works.
Well, Zocum is a smartphone app we built, and we use MyTech as well as Jack Henry & Associates to capture the earnest money check using our platform. So it's important to distinguish that from taking a picture of a check. The check is captured using our software, and then it's processed and sent directly to the title insurance company's escrow account.
I think you use the acronym. It's Mobile Remote Deposit Capture.
Yes, and actually it's the first third-party use of Mobile Remote Deposit Capture.
So what is the advantage for a realtor? Why would I want to use this if I'm a real estate agent?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that everyone can agree that real estate agents do not enjoy delivering earnest money checks to the title company, nor do they enjoy tracking down the seller to drop off the termination option check. So Zocum saves the real estate agent's time because it takes out the need for them to drive the check to the title company. It also enables them to deliver the check on the weekend or after hours. So if a contract gets executed on Friday at 5:15, the agent doesn't have to hold on to that check until Monday. Instead, they can use our platform and Zocum the earnest money on Friday after hours directly to the title company.
You're knocking one item off their checklist of things to do where they don't have to travel. They now can do this electronic, which makes it a lot nicer. And by the way, we're speaking with Ashley Cook. Ashley is the CEO of Zocum. Zocum spelled Z-O-C-C-A-M, and that's Zocum.com to find out all about it. You're an attorney. You've been practicing law for a while. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, I have been in the title industry for a long time. My mom is a real estate agent, and so I worked at a title company as a runner, as a receptionist, and then took a job with their of counsel, went to SMU Law School, and stayed in this industry. So I represented both real estate brokers and title insurance companies and recognized the need, because realtors, by driving around these checks, are increasing their liability because they have to get the check to the title company on time. And the title companies with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau are being scrutinized to protect the consumer, which is the buyer's personal information, or NPI. So that's where it came from. But the down and dirty story is that it was November, and I was at home, and the Domino's Pizza commercial came on with the black and white commercial where the phone's ringing, the old-fashioned phone, And they said, don't put in your order the old way, put your order in the new way, which was to email the order. And that's when the light bulb went off as to, hey, wait a minute, why are we driving around with checks when we have mobile remote deposit capture?
And I'm sure you sent Domino's that finder's fee or helping right. help you with that idea. We were talking earlier about SOC, and because it's different, it's new, it's not been done. What are some of the biggest hurdles you're encountering as you're dealing with title companies and realtors?
Well, I think out of the gates, the first hurdle was to explain the process. I went to Wells Fargo first because Wells Fargo is a huge player in our industry. So went to Wells Fargo, had the process vetted. And again, because it was the first third-party use of mobile remote deposit capture, we had to show them why this was a good use case and how the risk was minimal. Once that was approved, then I went to the independent agents in Texas, being Republic Title, Texas Premier Title, Allegiance, Capital, the smaller title companies, and they got on board. So that was seamless. Now, the biggest obstacle is dealing with the larger companies. The national companies take a lot more time to get moving, and everyone has been focused on TRID and the new regulations that are being enforced through the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So once TRID passed October 3rd, now the title companies are, you know, moving their focus elsewhere. So I think that the pace of the big companies is a hurdle. Number two is educating the real estate agents. Real estate agents claim that technology is one of the most important factors in their business, and having technology makes them look savvy in front of their customers. Yet people are slow to change. So we have to educate the real estate agents, as well as the financial industry and the title companies, about our product and why it is more secure than the current method.
If you go to zoccam.com, and again, Zoccam, there are some great videos to help you, especially if you're a realtor, you're in the title business, if you're a consumer that's buying or selling a home, you'll understand how this works. And again, it says at zoccam.com. But you have a couple of features called, was it ZoccaPay and ZocTalk?
Yes.
What are those?
Well, so ZoccaPay is the primary feature, which is the delivery of earnest money. We started with that and have had numerous successful transactions. We're obviously going to be building out some other features aside from the earnest money. I mentioned earlier that we would be releasing the termination option fee, which will enable the buyers to send their termination option fee directly to the seller. And ZoccaPay was on our first platform. The idea being, and I get extremely excited about it, and a lot of people on my team don't agree with this, but I call it content-directed communication. What that means is that there's tons of platforms for agents to show listings, okay? Everyone can go on, download a picture, say, hey, I've got this house for sale. But what we don't have is a platform for buyers' needs, right? So if I'm a real estate agent and I have a buyer looking for a lot in Preston Hollow, then the only outlet for me may be to go to my office meeting in front of 100 agents and say, hey, does anyone have a lot up to this price in Preston Hollow? Well, with ZocTalk, the platform was built such that if a buyer has a need and it's in a certain zip code, that content goes only to the agents who work in that zip code. And it's only for licensed real estate agents. So what we're trying to do is twofold. Number one, we're trying to speed up the communication, increase the liquidity in the market, but also protect realtors. So we don't like taking away that power and that edge from the real estate agent.
So another reason to have the app. And tell everybody where, if they are a real estate agent, where they can download that app.
They can download the app from the iTunes store or the Google Play store. And the app is free to download. So it's Zoccam. And just download it and use it.
Pronounce Zockum as in Sockum. One of the things I saw, I don't know if it was on your website or the information you had sent me, Ashley, about some risky behaviors. And when I took a look at these, you mentioned a couple of these before, but I didn't realize how risky it is when realtors actually have a check handed to them. Talk about some of those behaviors and how Zockum now is taking care of that.
Yes. So the current practice for delivery of earnest money in the termination, in the option check, is that the real estate agents take the check from the buyer, and then they drive that to the title company. Once it gets to the title company, the front desk receptionist at the title company takes the check, receipts the contract, and then later that day, hopefully, that check is deposited by another title company employee through a scanner at the office. Now, once the check is scanned, the title company is supposed to keep the check in a lockbox for 90 days and then destroy it. Obviously, there's a lot of different people handling that check, and you can talk to real estate agents who will admit that they have lost checks. So the other alternatives are wire transfers, which the industry has had several issues with emails being hacked and the routing instructions changed, so that the buyer is sending a wire transfer to someone who they shouldn't be sending it to. And it's a loss of funds.
And Zockum takes care of that.
Yes.
So this is if you have this, you'll save a tremendous amount of time. So tell everybody one more time how they can get a hold of you or how they can get a hold of Zockum.
Well, you can go to our website, www.zockum.com, or you can email me directly, Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, at Zockum.com.
And we have all the information on our website, which is playmakerstalkshow.com. One more question before we finish. What's the future for Zockum? What are you going to do to build on this over the next few months and years?
Ooh, it might take a little bit longer than a few minutes. So we're very excited about 2016. We've got some great partnerships that we're going to be announcing early in the year. We will continue to develop our platform, and our goal and what we're going to be delivering is the seamless paperless transaction, so that the real estate agent or the buyer will use our app to send the contract and the earnest money directly to the title company, and we will open up that order by pushing the metadata into the title company software. All parties receive the notifications. So consistent with the regulatory requirements and environment, it is a secure, transparent solution.
And you heard it here first. This is going to revolutionize the real estate transaction and the industry. Well, Ashley, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Ashley Cook is the CEO of Zockum. That's Z-O-C-C-A-M, Zockum.com. Don't go away. We have more. We're going to talk to the CEO of an interesting airline called Rise. His name is Nick Kennedy. Back with Nick right after this.
There's no question that North Texas is growing. More people are moving here. Employment's up. The housing market's booming. Now, here's something you may not know. 800,000 people in our community struggle with hunger, and 1 in 4 children is at risk of going hungry. This holiday season, the North Texas Food Bank needs your help. With every dollar you donate, they provide 3 nutritious meals to hungry people. Help support the North Texas Food Bank. Go to ntfb.org.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We're going to talk about flying. We're going to talk to a man that is transforming that industry. His name is Nick Kennedy. He founded Rise, transforming the air travel experience for frequent travelers. In a very short time, he leveraged his technology and client service background to develop an accessible and high-touch business model that has positioned the company to lead the next generation of air travel. Rise is a Dallas-based air travel company founded to serve frequent air travelers by providing a private air travel experience for about the same cost as frequent commercial flying. It's the first membership air travel company of its kind in the United States and currently flies the entire Texas Triangle. With multiple scheduled flights between Dallas, Houston, and Austin, frequent travelers now have a better, faster option to reach the state's largest business hubs. We're going to find out about that. Nick, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me on.
Really interesting concept, and there's a lot I want to talk about. Interesting background. Where did the idea of private flight sharing come from?
So the idea came from 2 million miles flying on other unnamed airlines. So this is my fourth venture that I've been on the ground floor of starting. The other three were in Orlando, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles while living here in Dallas, and so I was on the plane all the time. So a couple million miles in a decade, and the gentleman who acquired our last business had a private jet, a Gulfstream 550, and I got to experience that, and I thought, if I had access to one of these things, my life might be a little bit different. I could be with my wife, I could be with my kids, I could be the person I was supposed to be and still go do what I'm supposed to do, which is go build businesses, and that's really how it came about.
Well, it's interesting reading some information about you with the Dallas Business Journal that I believe you're just coming up on your one-year anniversary. January 15th of this year is when you took off, so to speak. But I understand that you were profitable from day one with the way you developed your company because you haven't purchased the planes. It's just getting the memberships in. Talk about how you got the whole idea going.
Yeah, so it's really fascinating, right? This couldn't have happened probably definitely 10 years ago and probably even 5 years ago. But with the advent of Airbnb and Uber and all these kind of different social networking companies and the whole sharing economy, it allows us to go build this technology. And so what we do is we take underutilized assets, planes that are sitting around in hangars that a lot of people would like to utilize more, and we take them on average. The average private plane is utilized about 20% of the time. We take that same exact plane, utilize it about 90% of what it should be utilized at. So it's a win-win-win across the board, right? I get to create a membership program where our members get first and foremost time back in their life. So every time they fly on us, they save 3 hours. Every round trip, an hour.
And that is a tremendous amount of time with frequent flyers.
It's a absolute lifesaver, right? So that private plane experience I had, my desire was to have breakfast with my family, go have lunch with a business client in another city, and be back in time for soccer practice. That's what a private plane gave me was a time machine, as opposed to driving or flying commercially, where it's a 10-hour, 12-hour day. And quite frankly, I'm not very friendly when I get back from that process. And so when you think about taking these planes, we share this, right? So it's a sharing economy. The members, we have hundreds of members who pay us a flat monthly fee. They get to fly unlimited. And then we go out to operators and say, hey, listen, we're going to transform your business. We're going to take what you're doing right now and we're going to make it much, much better because we're going to be buying lots and lots of hours from you. And so we start up, we buy tens of thousands of gallons of fuel. We fly thousands of hours on these planes. I mean, we have overnight changed many people's lives, and it's been really fun because we're a purpose-driven organization where we don't look at just how can I line our pockets, right? No margin, no mission. So profitability is always important, but we're so much more than profitability, and we look at our stakeholders, some of whom are our operators, our investors, our members, our employees, our community, et cetera, and how do we make their lives better? It's really kind of a fascinating opportunity for us to participate in.
You mentioned the membership options, which I'm going to ask you about in a moment, but let's take a consumer, a flyer, through the process. I drive to Love Field, which is where you're operating out from Dallas, and I pull up and talk about all the advantages. Once I drive there, what happens to my car? How am I treated? What don't I have to do? Like I don't, for instance, not going through security, but talk about the experience from driving up to getting there.
So as soon as you drive up, you can you hop out of your car, you hand your keys to one of our concierge, you can request your car to get washed if you'd like. You stand in the lobby for about 5 minutes, grab we have Illy coffee and all sorts of curated snacks and these great little chocolates with sea salt on them. And it's this wonderful experience. You wait there for 5 minutes or so while your other passengers show up. The pilots come and greet you, and you walk about 25 yards out onto the ramp, onto the plane. The doors shut. You take off, and 45 minutes later, you land in Austin or Houston, where you're met with a rental car, plane side, or Uber, or whatever mode of transportation you want. And you go do your meetings, you come back. So the overall experience is exactly the same as if you had your private plane. In fact, it's a little bit better because you actually get to share it with other people. We have some gentlemen who own their own planes who fly on Rise when they fly on our routes. Why would you fly on our planes? I asked him. And I said, you know, it gets kind of boring sitting in the back seat of your plane by yourself, which is kind of a funny problem to have. But they get on there, and these members are the who's who of these cities. And I often joke that I'm going to start a free membership where we'll take a couple points of off every deal that gets done on our planes, because you get in there for 45 minutes and you shut off your cell phones and you look each other in the eye. And what you realize is you are one step removed from everybody on that plane. And pretty soon you're being invited to different holiday parties and you're doing business with one another. It's a fascinating, fascinating environment we're creating.
So it's you and your future seven closest friends, because I'm sure there's a lot of discussion that goes on a Rise flight compared to a commercial flight.
Yeah. I mean, when I flew commercial, I put my headphones in before I even went to the airport. Right. I just didn't want to talk to anybody, because the nightmare scenario is you get in a cross-country flight and you happen to say hello to somebody who now wants to talk to you for 5 hours, and you've got to get work done, and you're a friendly person otherwise, but this is your time to unplug. And so you just keep the headphones on, you look straight ahead, and you don't make eye contact with anybody, right? You take what's fascinating about air travel is it is arguably one of the greatest miracles or inventions that man has ever created. And it allows us to travel, visit, explore, do what we're created to go do. And we've made it one of the worst experiences in the world. And it's right up there with health insurance and doing your taxes.
Well, we is in quotations, because there's a federal government behind that too that's also had a big piece of it. And other things going on in the world today that's also caused some problems.
It's not one thing, right? It's not just the government. It's not just airlines. It's not just other passengers. But what happens is we take about 80% of our flights and we throw them through 25 airports. When there are 10,000 airports available. So the closer you get to an airport, the pounds per square inch of pressure increase and increase and increase until you get shoved into a middle seat in the back row of a plane. And the only thing you want is to get out of that and release that pressure. And so we've got this infrastructure in which where it's completely underutilized. And so we utilize the infrastructure that's already there to give people back time in their life.
It's interesting, instead of not wanting to talk to your passenger mates, these are seven additional people on the plane that you want to get to know, whether you do business with or not. These are interesting people. So you're reversing the element.
That's correct. In fact, we actually have to screen our members. We don't want anybody on there selling things to other members, right? We want to make sure it's a good environment across the board. But that's exactly right. The first question is, who else is a member? Who else can afford this? Who else can do this? And it's a kind of a fascinating conversation.
Well, you have three levels of individual membership. You also have a corporate membership too. Tell us how we can go about becoming a member, assuming we're vetted correctly, how we become a member of Rise.
Yeah, so the easiest way is just go to our website and you can sign up out there, right? You can put in your application. The membership levels, Express, Executive, and Chairman, are $1,650 to $2,150 and $2,650 a month. Each level is unlimited flying. You can fly on our planes every day of the week if you'd like. The differences between the different levels are how many reservations you can have at any one time. So think Netflix. When we used to get DVDs for $5.99, you got one DVD. For $8.99, you got three DVDs. But you had to wait with one DVD 3 days for the next one to be sent to you. So each level gives you additional passes or additional reservations. And then the corporate membership allows, for example, a law firm to purchase a single corporate plan and allow any of their attorneys to fly on that plane, unlimited flights.
So I have a large company. I have 20 executives working for me. With a corporate plan, anyone can fly.
It's exactly right. It's better than a matching 401k plan. It's better than health insurance. It's the ultimate retainer of talent, which is really hard to do these days. To say, hey, you get when you work for us, you get to fly private.
Well, I'm looking at the express price of $1,650. That could be one first class seat once.
Yeah, it can. I mean, if you look at last minute tickets down to Houston or down to Austin, it's $400. And so if you fly once a week, it's actually very attainable. If you fly more than that, it's actually cheaper. So we have people who fly more than that and they get to fly private at a lower price. It's this kind of this interesting economic conundrum. I'm sure we'll come up with a name for it. There's some economist somewhere that can write a paper on it and come up with a great algorithm to talk about it. But it's a fascinating situation.
Well, the one downside to RISE right now is you only do the Texas Triangle. Tell us about the future of RISE and where, how far you can expand and what you plan on doing.
Yeah, so we can expand anywhere. So we're launching Europe next year. We're talking to folks on almost every
flying to Europe or just
flying within Europe. But the way we look at it, we're a technology enablement platform, right? We're not an airline. We don't sell seats. We sell time. And so we look at planes as time machines, and then we look at demand amongst our membership base, and we let our – I'll never be the smartest guy in the room. And so we let the members tell us when and where they want to go, and we already know where we're going to go next. We're not ready to announce yet, but we'll announce another region, and we'll connect those regions, and we'll continue to create this web, if you will, of connected private planes across the globe. So pretty soon you can start in Dallas and go anywhere you want.
And we're speaking with Nick Kennedy. Nick is the CEO of RISE. The website is iFlyRISE.com, and all the information is there. What's the next city that will open up?
The next two cities are going to be San Antonio and Oklahoma City. Then we'll hit Tulsa, Northwest Arkansas, Shreveport, New Orleans, and there's a couple other ones on the horizons, but those will be the next cities we'll launch out of this region.
So really starting centralized here in Texas and broadening out as you go. My guess is the biggest thing is finding that available aircraft that you can use.
Well, the one thing, you know, like a boat, the second greatest or the first second greatest day in any airplane's owner's life is when they buy it, and the first greatest day is when they get rid of it,
yeah,
or when someone gets to use it, right? And so we solve a huge problem for them. This is what's great about this business. Everywhere I turn, I get to go help someone solve their problems. I get to give time back to our members. I get to keep our investors happy. I get to employ these great employees who work incredibly hard for us, and I get to go to plane owners and say, "Hey, let me utilize that asset more." And somehow they all like the experience.
Tell everybody one more time how they can find out about this concept or even get a hold of you.
Yeah, the best way to do is go to iFlyRISE.com. We have all the information out there that you can go to. We've got a couple of events coming up in Austin this weekend. Saturday we have an event called Rise Over Austin. It's a big party with a great cause behind it. We're partnering with Livestrong Foundation. And so all the membership initiation fees for that event go to Livestrong. It's in a hangar in Austin. We've got a DJ. We've got plane rides every 15 minutes. We've got Teslas to test drive. We've got craft cocktails. And then next Saturday, we're going to be in Houston doing that as well. And then in Dallas on December 17th, we're going to have a party here without planes. But we're going to have a big party here as well. So we have a great membership crew. You come out to one of these parties and hang with us, and or go to our website as well.
You get involved with RISE and you join a tremendous family. Well, Nick, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me on.
Tell me one more time how they can find out about you.
iFlyRISE.com.
That's great. We've had a terrific show, both Ashley Cook from Zocum and Nick Kennedy with RISE. Join us at Playmakers Talk Show where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting Playmakers.